Hello all, this is your host Darius Alston.
And I'm Joanne Alston.
And welcome to our first podcast episode of Couples Chat. We are communicating heavily at all times. The aim of this podcast is to give those who are in a relationship, those who are looking for a relationship, a view of what love looks like from our perspective. Our first episode is love versus hate languages. So as we all know the five love languages of acts of service, quality time, receiving of gifts, physical touch, and words of affirmation. But have you ever heard of hate languages as well? So that's what me and Joanne is going to talk about today. Our love and hate languages.
Yes. I would just like to add a tidbit of while we are doing this podcast. I personally would like to do this podcast because I feel like Darius and I have a lot to share. We have a lot to give. We have been in a relationship for a while, and if anyone who knows us know that we talk a lot and we talk a lot to each other, and one of the pillars of our successful, happy, loving relationship is how much we communicate. So all these episodes as you're listening, if they're topics that you have never thought of or haven't thought of in a way, we just encourage everyone listening to sit down and talk to your significant other after you listen to these podcasts. It's just a way to open up a line of communication, to make you think about things maybe in a way you haven't thought about them before, strengthen your relationship by talking about things that you haven't talked about before. And as the title says, just communicate heavily at all times, because that is the way. So yes, let's get into these love languages. So we're going to briefly talk about the love languages because I think everyone already knows what they are. If you're not familiar with them, you must be living under a rock. And you probably already know which one you have. So we'll talk about those briefly, but we're going to get into the thick of it, the juicy stuff, what you're here for. And those are the hate languages. Now, full disclosure, these hate languages are something that Darius and I have just come up with. They are not written down in stone anywhere. Right. You can't go research them. There's not like a theory that backs them. There's not a test you can go take to figure it out. There's just things that we've talked about and that we've come up with. And we want to know, do they resonate with anyone else out there? So, let's start. Acts of service. We all know what acts of service is, when you go out and you go out of your way to do something for your significant other. So that may be washing the dishes or
folding up the clothes.
There you go.
Cleaning up the house. Just anything you thought would be thoughtful to your partner, you just do it.
So they don't have to do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's acts of service. There's also quality time. That's when you like to spend that one-on-one time. You don't necessarily have to be doing anything. That's the Netflix and chilling. That's that let me just be in your space, breathe your air type of thing. Just give me that quality, undivided attention. We have receiving of gifts. Plain, really, really self-explanatory. Plain, simple, to the point. You like to get gifts. You want to be, they may be spontaneous. They may be gifts you've asked for. But when someone spends that quality dollar on you, you feel good about it. We have, what's the next one, babe?
Physical touch. It's my personal favorite. Of course, that could just be touching. That don't always have to, be intimate or sexual. That could just be you rubbing a back or holding hands. Something simple. And the last one is words of affirmation.
That's my go-to. That's gas me up, baby.
For sure.
Gas me up. Use them words. Tell me how beautiful I am, how fat my booty is, how much you love me, and how don't nobody get your gears going the way I do. Yes, Jasmine Sullivan said it the best. What is it? BPW? Best person in the world. Yeah, I love to hear it. I love to hear it. I love to hear it. So, those are the love languages. Now, let's put on our thinking caps here, because Darius and I have come up with five hate languages that we think coincide with each of the love language. So as we explain them, first we're going to explain each one, what they are, give examples of them. And then we're going to go a little deeper and try to say which love language we think best goes with a hate language. And we're going to use that to help people try to identify what their hate languages are. Because again, we have no questionnaire. There's nothing you can go Google to figure this stuff out. So we kind of just want everybody to listen with an open mind and think, how am I spewing hate to the one I love most? Because trust and believe, when you get mad, you are spewing some hate.
For sure.
But in what way? And knowing how you are angered, knowing how you act when you are angered, can help you to think about things before you do them and stop you from hurting your partner unknowingly or unwillingly or unwantingly. So let's get into those.
First things first is act of service. We said most likely your hate language would be acts of destruction.
Acts of destruction. Mm. To us, acts of destruction is you going out of your way to purposely do something to harm the other person. For me, this acts of destruction is going to be those type of people that like to bust windows out of a car.
Flatten your tires.
At the end of the day, you purposely wanted to do something that was destructive. It doesn't have to be destructive to the person, but it's 9 times out of 10 destructive to either them or something they care about or something that is close to them. So you go out of your way and you perform these acts of destruction.
The next one would be quality time. We said you are avoidance or shutting down. So to me, this here is like you don't say anything. The moment confrontation comes up, there's no words coming out your mouth. You just pretty much, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to say anything to you. You don't talk. You just shut down. Simply as that. You're like a mute. You don't say anything.
Yeah, you get angry and you just retreat. That fight or flight kicks in and you are flight all day.
All the time.
Okay? You don't want to say anything. Either you feel like you don't have a voice or your voice won't be heard or there's just no point in speaking it.
Right.
Whatever the case is, you hate by just walking away, by doing nothing about it. The next one we have is a tit-for-tat hate language. I think here we paired the tit-for-tat hate language with receiving of gifts.
Yeah.
So 9 out of 10, if receiving of gifts is your love language, tit-for-tat might be yours. And we all know what tit-for-tat is when we were growing up and we were here. It's like whatever somebody does to you, you do the exact same thing back to them. So if they hurt you at a level 1, you're going to hurt them at a level 1. If they hurt you at a level 10, you're going to hurt them at a level 10. If they fucked up your life, you are not going to stop until you fucked up their life, okay? So this is what I like to call the petty hate language. But it's a hate language nonetheless, and it's tit for tat. So when you get upset, think about the last time you was upset and what you did. Was it tit for tat? Was it a little avoidance? Did you shut down? Was it an act of destruction?
Act of destruction, that's that toxic. Physical touch, you are impulsive. That's that hate language. Impulsive is just, you don't think, you just do. The first thing that comes to your mind, you say. The first thing that comes to your mind, you do. You're yelling, you're screaming. You just impulsive.
Yes, I think these people, and that's why we kind of paired it with the physical touch, is your feelings take over. When you are being touched, you have an emotion, a feelings that rush through you. When you are impulsive, the feelings rush through you. And these are the people that I would like to think see red. If you ever got upset and claimed that you see red or you don't remember what happened or you were just reacting, this is you. Like, an impulsive person has no control over what they're doing. They don't think about what they're doing. They just act. And however it comes out is how it comes out. They do what they do, and they apologize for it later.
Maybe
they don't. But they gonna do what the fuck they need to do in that moment. It happens, it comes out, and an impulsive person, your anger, it is what it is. Ain't no moving around it. And the last one we have here is a malicious hate language. It's your hate malicious. And when we say malicious, we're here talking about those people that sit down and think about how they gonna play this out. Like, my husband likes to watch You. I'm pretty sure some of y'all are watching it on Netflix now. But if you think about it on You, he thinks about how he gonna kill these
for
folks.
Sure.
He's like, how can I get you alone? Where am I gonna find you? How am I gonna do this, that, and the third? When you get angry and you start thinking, you are malicious.
And see, the thing about this hate language is, the people that have this malicious intent, y'all some smart motherfuckers. Because you actually gotta sit down and plan how you gonna simply hurt this motherfucker.
Like, what's going to hurt the worst? Like, these are the people that hit below the belt on purpose. Like, they know that trigger. They know that insecurity. They know that one fire shot topic. And they're going to pull it out every single time. It don't matter if you hurt them on a 2 or a 3. They know where they're going. And it's the jugular. Okay? They're going to take your ass out. And they're going to do it with some thought. They're going to do it with some intent. And they're going to execute. They're going to execute on that hate, no matter what that hate looks like. So let me go full circle and step back so you don't got to rewind or nothing. I'm going to do the pairing, and we're going to talk about each of them a little more. So we have acts of service for a love language. An act of service goes with an act of destruction. We have quality time as a love language. Quality time goes with avoidance and shutting down. We have receiving of gifts as a love language. The hate language that goes with it may be a tit for tat, a payback, petty style type hate. All right, we have physical touch as a love language. The hate language that may go with that is impulsiveness. You see red, you fly off the handles, you go wild.
And nobody gonna stop you.
Okay. Words of affirmation, gas me up, shouting. If you're a words of affirmation love language, sadly, this is me, you are malicious. You like to hit below the belt, you going for the jugular, you gonna take some time, you gonna think on it, you gonna marinate on it, you gonna let it sit and simmer, and then pow, you gonna hit with a bang, okay? So, right now, I don't know if you need to pause, I don't know if you need to look to your spouse or look to your boyfriend, look to your girlfriend, whoever it is, and be like, babe, the last time you pissed me off, I think I did X, Y, and Z. Or take it a little deeper. The last time you pissed me off, how did I react?
Right. Yeah. And that, and this is cause for like self-reflection, because you got to be honest with yourself too. And your spouse got to be honest with you too. Like, for me, I'm physical touch, and I can admit that I am a little bit impulsive. Just a tad.
My man goes 0 to 100 real quick.
Real quick.
Frida.
You know, I'm working on that, though. You know, I'm a work in progress. But to be honest with you, everybody, we all have all five of the love languages. However, we all have that one that hits us the hardest. So, prime example, like, I love a little quality time, love a little act of service, I love a little words of affirmation, but I'm a physical touch guy.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not of an act of destruction or not avoidance. I may be a little tip of tat. But most of all, I am impulsive. But yeah, you just sit with your spouse, sit with yourself, and you think like, am I impulsive? Am I malicious? Do I throw things? Or do I just shut down?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you gather that, try to figure out ways you and your partner can work on that.
Right.
So figure out the triggers and then go from there. And then it's up to you and your partner to try not to hit those triggers. Because a lot of time people say, oh, but you know my triggers, you shouldn't hit them. It's also your responsibility to control your triggers.
Hey, triggers and trauma in a relationship is a whole other episode for a whole other day.
Sure.
There is a lot that can be said about triggers, about trauma, mm-hmm. about suppression. Mm-hmm. We're not even going to go down that rabbit
right,
hole.
Right,
because, again, that's a whole other topic for a whole other day, and we are definitely going to give it, okay?
So, babe, let me ask you this. Which language... Well, which hate language do you think is most dangerous?
Woo, okay.
Pick out of five.
If I had to pick a hate language that was the most dangerous.
And why?
I honestly would say probably impulsiveness.
Okay.
But I say impulsiveness because when someone really, quote unquote, as I say, sees red and just reacts, 9 times out of 10, what they're given is nowhere near what was called for, or it's going to have such a rippling effect that they never intended. But once the fire is lit and it's engaged, there's no going back. So once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't suck it back up in there.
So what you're saying
up
is, once that person hits that rage, there ain't no turning back, and then they go intentionally, well, not intentionally, but pretty much do.
And that's the problem, right? Unintentionally, and that's the thing. Like, every piece of the impulsion doesn't have to be 100. It doesn't have to be big.
Right.
But when those bombs come, when those nuclear bombs are dropped, there's so much after effect from that bomb. There's so much after effect and aftermath happened. Not to say these other ones are bad, because it was a hard thing for me, because I was sitting here thinking about maliciousness. And then it was even more difficult because I had to resonate with the fact that these are our two hate languages.
Right.
And that's one reason I really didn't want to say it, but I'm trying to be as real as I can with the people. That's what we're here to talk about. That's what we're here to discuss.
Sure.
Because malicious is always also bad, because it could do the most damage if that's what you're aiming to do. Now, that really goes into the type of person. Are you really that evil that you're going to go that low? Are you really? Because the malicious person is the one who thinking about how to chop up the body, how they going to hide it, and how they not going to jail. Because they thought that plan through. Even if it took them, you know, some time to sit on it,
yeah,
they coming with a bang.
I mean, but malicious can also, yeah. I mean, I call it quick fire, because Sometimes malicious people don't even need time to think. In mere argument, they could just say something right there that's just spiteful and malicious.
But then that's not, if it's right there, that's impulsive. They didn't think on that. They didn't dwell on it. They didn't marinate.
See, and that's why you gotta communicate.
So, I think impulsion might be the worst. What about you?
For me, I think I accept destruction.
Okay.
This is the worst. Because one, you fucking up people's property. You know what I'm saying? Like, you throwing phones and you flattening tires. That's like I said earlier, that's toxic. That's something that you really gotta get together. You need to go seek some counseling or something to get that together. Because that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You legit flattening tires. You breaking cars.
Have you
cars,
dealt with somebody that was toxic like this?
I have.
Okay, I figured. And that's why this is coming up. It ain't me.
No.
I ain't breaking nothing because we are home. But yours is mine. It was mine as yours. I'll break your shit out and broke my shit. And I ain't doing that. Okay?
Yeah, I've dealt with some acts of destruction. And it catches you off guard, too. Especially when you got that type of person. Like, mm-hmm. that type of hate language right there is something me personally I can't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, you fucking up my property. And two, it's like, how do you react? You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody that's not used to that.
I can see you not wanting people to fuck up your shit. Okay?
Yeah. And then imagine what type of, like, mental state that put that person in. Like, every time you get mad, I gotta expect you to throw some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, okay, speaking of throwing something, because this is very real. People that have to deal with domestic violence in any type of capacity.
Wow.
Like, is that one specific hate language? Or, well, no, I think it could fall into any of them. Well, anything besides avoidance, because if you avoided somebody, you ain't hitting them. But I mean, I feel like an act of destruction, that's destructive. You could be destructive, the person, you know?
Mm.
Leaving marks and bruises on somebody. Mm. As far as tit for tat, you know, she pushed you, you punched her in the eye, you know? Like, I mean, that's not really the same level of tit for tat, but no. I'm going with the physicalness, I guess.
Okay.
Because some people do stand and say, like, if you know, somebody put their hands on you, you can put your hands back on them. Like, I don't agree with that in any way. You should be putting your hands on nobody. But I brought that up to say, that's just serious. I don't know. Physical abuse is, like, a hard part to me. That's one thing. Everybody relationship has their no-goes, their determining factors. What's it called? The deal breaker? That's what I'm talking about. The deal breakers. Mm. Things like that. That for me would be one. And deal breakers could be a whole nother episode too, because that's a lot to unpack. But that's a not, like, don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. Like,
no, really. Like, acts of destruction is the worst one. Because, that's why. Acts of destruction is the worst one for me, because that is the most physical. That is the most tangible.
Okay.
Out of all five. That, we're not doing that.
So now, the same way, you want to know your love language because you want your partner to do more of that. You want to receive more. You want to see more of it. It's important to know your hate language because you want to have as less of that as possible.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that you're doing something, but you know better, you do better, especially if you care, you're going to do your best to try to do that as little as possible.
Right.
Especially when it's causing hurt, harm, danger, sadness, whatever to your significant other. Like, maybe it's something Darius and I didn't mention and we didn't bring up that you do tend to do. We just try to pick some of the most general things just to start the conversation, just so you all can start the conversations with each other. But it is important to think about. Even if it doesn't fall along one of the five lines that we have laid out here, figure out what that is, because you want to really try to not do it.
Right.
And it's going to be hard because that's your go-to. You've probably been doing it subconsciously. You've probably, like, never even thought it was a problem because you never brought attention to it. But it is, and we shouldn't be spreading hate, especially in our relationships. Nothing you do should be to break down the other person. So if this is something that is doing that, which it is, excuse me, I'm getting these messages.
But yeah, just picking up off what Joanne was saying, like, it is important to know just as much as your love language as your hate language. And I feel like, you know, a lot of partners just need to be comfortable with bringing it to their spouse's attention. Because I feel like sometimes, too, you don't see that part, your hate language, because you don't want to analyze that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
At least I can say that for myself. Like, it was hard for me to sit with that I'm impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, wow, damn, I really do that. But
so with that, with you being, I'm sorry, but did you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. With that, and knowing that you have impulsion, impulse. Is that a word?
Impulsivity.
That, I'm making shit up. But how do you cope with your impulsivity? If you feel that bubbling up in you before you fire off that gun, what hones you back in?
One, sitting with myself that I feel what I feel. Because with being impulsive, you skip that feeling. You're like, fuck the feeling. I want the other person to feel how I feel. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, the first thing with me is acknowledging, okay, Dersh, you're getting upset, or you know how it feels to get upset. For me, you know, it's the heart racing. Mm-hmm. I can feel like something going on in my gut. I just know when I'm getting upset. And I feel like when I feel it, that's when I'm like, all right, Dersh, shut it down.
Before it explodes.
Before I explode. Okay. So it not acknowledge the bomb that's in the ground before you light that bitch. Mm-hmm. And I think the way you do that is, it's not shutting the conversation down, but it's letting Joanne know, like, hey, babe, I'm not in a space. So
it's just backing away. It's a little bit of withdrawal.
Let's talk about this later. But sometimes that can be hard, too, because if your spouse is already mad, too, you know what I'm saying? That can also be a miscommunication there, but...
And that's got to be a lot of practice, because that's real self-control.
For sure. And so, like, I'm still working on it. You know, I still have my moments where I be like, ah, you know, and sometimes I got to give myself a lot of grace.
And even in the way... Because I've seen you do this. You practice it. And the way you stop the conversation.
Right.
We've learned over time that that is also important.
Yes.
The way you take your step back before you build up. Like, there's levels to all of it. But yeah, as long as you're aware, you can start learning. You can start taking the baby steps. But that's something that I notice when you do that. Like, the way you say, I need a break. I need my 5 minutes. I need to take a step back. Versus just not saying nothing, walking away, being gone. You know?
Yeah, because that happened too.
Or even the way you say, I need to step back, I need to take a, you know, take a break, without being spiteful, mean, or having that come out angrily, because that also could be something that was an impulse. You didn't think about how it was coming out. You just know you needed that break, that space at that time, and you said what you needed to say.
That's the tricky part about being impulsive. It's like, even though your intentions are great, like, I want to stop this conversation, you also got to check yourself and be like, all right, I got to make sure that this don't come out the wrong way, because then that's going to start a whole other argument.
I think I think the seed of what you're saying right here is it's going to help for no matter what your hate language is. Everybody got to start in the same place.
Yeah.
And that's self-control, and that's awareness, and that's recognizing. You got to have the recognition of what's going on.
Sure.
Because I was thinking to myself the same way. How do I work with my maliciousness?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
I think it's a little easier to work with the maliciousness because it's already a thought process that started. I just have to check that thought process and decide not to go down there.
That thought process is already in your mind.
And that's the way my mind works. A lot of the times, when we have an argument or a dispute or whatever, I already know I'm not listening to what you're saying because I'm already thinking about the 5 things I'm about to fire down the pipeline.
Wow.
My mind is just moving. And if people that know me know I talk rapid fire mode fast. So as fast as I'm talking, it's as fast as I'm coming up with it. I'm thinking... You know what I mean? Now, I might not be thinking about how it's going to hurt you, but the effects is going to be, like, what's the repercussions of my actions, but I did think about what I was going to say.
Mm. You should be a rapper.
No, I could do it. I really could.
Damn. Wow, y'all. I just learned something new about my wife just now. I ain't know the whole time we been in an argument. She be right there thinking like, nigga, I already know what I'm about to say right here when you finish this little sentence. And bow.
And bra-da-da. I already got him. I got him locked and loaded. But so that one is a little better because it's like, I'm already in a thought process.
Right.
It's just a matter of me changing the thought process, changing the energy that's going into the thought, changing the outcome that I want to have with the thought, whatever it is. Because I'm already in my head. But it's still a matter of recognizing and controlling it and knowing. So
that take awareness as well.
It's all awareness, you know? It's all awareness.
Wow.
So instead of being so upset that I just want to say what I want to say because I feel like I need to say it or because I want to say it, it's a matter of saying, you know what? That's not even worth being said. That's not even worth being done. Think about, okay, if my intent was to hurt him here, okay, how can I change this and do something better? Or just get my mind off of it, just find something else to do until I'm ready to handle that. But it's just checking the thought and knowing.
Now, like we said, y'all, this process of doing this is not going to be overnight. It's going to take work. It's continuous work. It's growth. You know, it's a lot of awareness, and it takes a lot of patience. But if you and your partner are working to the same goal, eventually y'all going to get there, and things are going to get a lot better. But... Man, we just hope that what we shared today just definitely help y'all, you know, just help y'all self-analyze, be self-aware how you feel, how your partner feel, where your partner coming from, and where you as well is coming from, and hopefully y'all can communicate heavily.
And talk about this.
At all times.
Talk about this. Like, the next time y'all sit down, if it's a date night, if it's a pillow talk, a conversation, talk about it. Because love is powerful, but there's a yin to every yang, and hate is just as powerful.
Sure.
So you got to know if you're giving out all the positive vibes and all the good aura and yada, yada, yada. We all like to say that, but you also out there hurting somebody. And 9 times out of 10, the people that we hurt are the people that we're the closest to, are the people that we love the most, because they are the easiest ones. They are the ones that are closest to us. They are the ones that we are the most vulnerable with. And when you're vulnerable, it's not when you get hurt. And when you get hurt, that's when you display these reactions of hate. So, yeah, I can love you, but it always, something's going to happen and I'm going to get angry. And I'm glad I had that thought. This is not necessarily like you have to hate the person to get this. This is just the way you act when you're angry, when you're upset. So, think about it. Again, we're going to run down that. That's acts of destruction. That's avoidance. We have tit for tat. We have impulsiveness. And we have maliciousness. How are you when you are angry? When you are upset, what do you give out into the world? Think about it, talk about it, but most importantly, do some work on it.
Yeah.
Try to help better yourself by correcting this and fixing this, because the world would be a lot better if it had a little less hate in it.
And your relationship would be a lot better with yourself and your spouse.
With a little less hate.
With a little less hate.
With a little less hate. So that's what we have for y'all today. We have some good stuff coming down the pipeline. So if you've made it this far in episode 1 and you are still listening, I just want to say thank you, Universal MVP.
We appreciate it.
And hopefully we have said something that sparked a little train of thought for you.
And keep you coming back.
And keep you coming back for more. Speaking of coming back for more, babe, tell them the title of our next episode.
So the title of our second episode is Friend, Family, or Foe.
Friend, Family, or Foe. Now, we ain't going to get too deep into that, because we want you to come back now.
Right.
Come back now, you hear? So what could that even be about? Friend, family, or foe? Which one are they to you? And talking about how that affects you as an individual, how that affects your relationship overall. So just stick with us. We have a lot coming up. We're going to talk about everything from, like we talked about earlier, traumas and triggers to family. Okay, we're going to talk about the intimacy, the good stuff, you know.
Talk a little bit about boundaries. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. So we got some good content coming. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Thank y'all.
Follow us. I want to say an episode a week we'll be putting out. If you need something good to listen to, if you like to work out, you need something good in your earphones, you driving to work, you on that train, go ahead and talk to us, chat with us. We want this to feel like you are in a conversation with us. If you have any comments, let us know. If something piqued your interest, if you want us to talk about something, you got some specific questions, please, please, please let us know. Full disclosure, this ain't no deep dive. Don't be asking us intimate stuff about our relationship, because it ain't coming out. We ain't talking about it. Don't be thinking you're going to get the tea, okay? if you're here for the tea of the Austins, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not happening.
If you're for some advice.
We got you. Okay?
Unsolicited advice.
If you want to, very unsolicited. Take it with a grain of salt. Let it go in with out. Ever, however you want to do it. But, yes.
Just trying to reach a few, maybe a many.
And have fun doing it. And have fun doing it.
And communicating heavily.
At all times. Don't forget it now. Don't forget it now. Communicate heavily at all times. Yeah, we know we misspelled chat. I misspelled everything, but this one was on purpose. Okay? And I would just like to end with, I really am glad we're doing this podcast, because we have a lot to say. I feel like we can help a lot of people. And I really do believe we can make some good content. And a podcast is a lot better, because I have a little post here and there that's real cute. And I know they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. But you know how many words I can speak in 30 minutes? Exactly. I can get a lot out.
I'm like her personal Lord translator. For when people don't understand when she talks too fast.
All right, well, come back for next week. We have a little bit more with our second episode, Friend, Family, or Foe. I'm just excited about this whole thing, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again.
Peace.
Peace.